We thank the this month's sponsor, the month of Kislev, RSPC Lawyers. We are in the sugya of Palginan Dibura. So Palginan Dibura is really hard, really, really hard. And this is always true, but there's really two steps to getting to the bottom of the sugya. In this sugya, there's 100 steps, because it's the Shas sugya. There's so many, even just in Tosis, there's so many sugyas that come up. But just in terms of getting Pashup Shat in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, so there's at least two basic steps. One is just to get down what's going on in the Sugya, like what's the flow of the Gemara. And then that gets a little bit hard when you have multiple reads, but not multiple reads that are just details, multiple reads in terms of the Yesodus of the Sugya. What is the Pshat and Palginan? And then you have to flip the Havim Namaskana, and you don't know, what ends up, what ends down. So that we have to make a basic claim in the Gemara, and then there's things that come up in the in the middle, just in terms of how Aros will try to understand it, and then just to get to the bottom of the Yesodus and the Sugya is a whole next level. So really, my goal was to get to the Rambam. That was really my goal, which I assume people saw the Rambam, but also didn't understand the Rambam at all. It's my assumption, but I don't understand the Rambam at all. But I may not get to the Rambam today. I'm going to try my hardest. If I don't, we'll try to be mashlim. Because, first, I think we just need to go through the steps of the sugya, just lay things out, even if it's tvarim pshutim, things that we already saw, but just to make sure we understand them, just to make sure they're misudarim a little bit. So we have a sugya on Tesvim Bezim Sech Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us, Amar Yosef, Ploni Riva'o La'onsa, Huvachim Starvin L'Harga. Okay, but Lertzono, if the guy says it was Lertzoni, Ploni Riva'ani Lertzoni, it was, I willed it, I was interested, then he's Rashahu. Batora Amra Altashes Rasha Eid. So Biyosef says that a person won't be Ne'eman to be made that Ploni Riva'o Lertzono, because he's admitting, by testifying that way, he's admitting that he acquiesced. He was a willing participant, and he's saying he's a Rasha. So if he's a Rasha, Hatorah Amra, Al Tashas Rasha Eid. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. Rava disagrees. We're going to stop in a second to Rabbi Yosef, then we're going to come back to Rava. Rava comes and says, Rava Amar, Adam Karvei Tzal Atzmo, V'in Adam Meis Matzah Rasha. What does that mean? So, no, the person's carved himself, and he can't make himself a Rasha. So we know what Rava means for sure to finish the sentence. Therefore, he's not believed to make himself a Rasha. What is the flow? What is the logic that Rava is trying to spell out to us? So you don't know. You don't know from the Gemara. Rashi helps a tiny bit, but you really only know from the Gemara. Naman Aleph, Am Rava Ploni Baal Ishti Behu Achim Estar from Lahargo. Only Lahargo, Velo Lahargo. Why? Ma'ak Mashalon De Mifalgin Dibura Hainu Hach. So before we get into the rest of the Shagatarya, what you see from the Hainu Hach is the Gemara understood that Rava's Svara in the previous Memra of Adam Karvei Tzal Atzmo in Adam Meis Matzah Rasha, therefore he's believable when he says Ploni Rava'ani Lertoni to kill the Roveya. It was because of this concept of Palgina Dibura. But you don't even find that out in the Gemara until the next Memra. Wacko. Yeah, if you look, Rashi gives you a little bit of a svar in terms of what's going on, what's the interplay between Adam Karvei Tzal Atzmo and Adam Meis Matzah Rasha, which we have to believe that Meretz Hashem come back to. That a person basically is puzzled as an aid to himself, and therefore he can't be made that he's a Rasha, so we're not going to believe him. But the result of that is that, and therefore we don't accept half of his aidus, but we do accept the other half of his aidus. So Ploni Rava we accept. OC Lertzoni we don't accept. That's the Shutim Shel Devarim, right? That's like the basics of what's going on here. Fine. Yederach Agav, just in terms of Rabbi Yosef, so the... I don't know if this is such as great a hazahar as it might seem like I'm trying to make it, but it's just it's important to flesh these out at least a little bit. Rashi, the Gemara, said Rabbi Yosef's reason that he's not believed at all is because Lertzono Rashahu Vatora Amra says Rabbi Yosef Al Tashas Rasha Eid. So Rashi has a comment here. Dibra Maska Al Tashas Rasha Eid. Rashi says Dichsiv in Parshas Mishpatim Al Tashas Yadcha V'Gomer. So. Zil Kribe Rav. What is Rashi telling us? He's telling us that it's a pasuk. He's telling us the rest of the pasuk. Like, what's Rashi trying to add by saying Dichsiv? In case you didn't realize, if you thought this was just Rav Yosef has flowery Hebrew, you should know he borrowed from the pasuk. He was plagiarizing. What's Rashi adding for us here? Yeah, so maybe Rashi was margish here something. interesting that you, we should have, we probably did a lot of us think of in the third parak. Rashi's pointing out that Rav Yosef didn't quote the pasuk, right? Rav Yosef said, "Va'Torah Amra Tashas Rasha Eid." That's not what the Torah says, right? The Torah says, "Losis Hashem Hashav," and it says, "Al Tashas Yadcha Im Rasha Lios Eid Hamas." Right? That's what the pasuk really says in Parshas Mishpatim, the beginning of the 23rd parak. So Rashi says over here, "Dehachsiv." Or dichsiv atashis yadcha vigomer, meaning left out a word yadcha, and vigomer meaning there's a whole pasuk here that Rav Yosef was referencing. So what's Rashi trying to? Okay, so Rashi's showing he's flexing his bikiyas over here, telling us it is a pasuk, and even though Rav Yosef got it wrong, so maybe Rashi's picking up on the fact that we'll say it like this: when you learn the pasuk, what is the pshut of Shemikra? Al tashes yadcha im rasha lios eid chamas. Am I getting all the words right? So what is the pshut hashemekra? What does that mean? Pashtus. What does the pasuk mean? So if you look at Rashi al Torah, we look at this a little bit in the second seder. If you look at Rashi al Torah, Rashi says al tashes yadcha im rasha. Rashi says hatoin es chaver tfias sheker. Someone is trying to do a false case with his chaver. Shev tichu lios lo eid chamas. Still pretty cryptic. Where he says, and then this guy promises to be an Eid Chamas with him. So the Sifzei Chacham fills in the blanks here. Ratzel Omer Shahayu Lo Kvar Eid Echad. I'm trying to lie and get money out of this guy. But I have one guy who's willing to participate in that and be my aid. Shehu Eid Sheker. I have an Eid Sheker with me. So Kamazir Le Eid Zeh. So you're now considering, should I go along with him? Should I not go along with him? Should I be an aid along with this guy who's lying? Kamazir Le Eid Zeh. She'al Tishtatev Him Oso Eid Sheker Shu Rasha. Don't you be Mishtatev with an Eid Sheker who's a Rasha. Meaning the pasuk is saying, Al tashas yadcha im rasha lios eid chamas. Don't put your hand in the. Don't hold hands with a rasha, so to speak. Don't stick your hand out and grab onto a rasha lios ito eid chamas. Don't join up with a rasha to be an eid chamas alongside him. So then, according to Rashi al Torah, this pasuk means that there's an iser on an aid to be mitzdayif with an aid rasha. To mean starve someone who's a Rasha, to be an aide together with him, to make a kasav edus, correct? That's what the pasuk means according to Rashi al Torah. Is there another pshat in the pasuk? So there is another pshat in the pasuk. The Gemara in Hajjan Chav Zayin, at least in Abaye. The Abaye understands the Gemara to mean that this is an Isser on Beis Din, to be Makabal and aid Rasha as an aide in a Din Torah. You know, Zakta Bai, Eid Zom in Mafrehu Nifsal, Va Torah Amra, Al Tashis Yadcha Im Rasha Lios Eid, right? Rasha Eid. Al Tashis Yadcha Im Rasha Eid, also important. I don't know, Mumar Ochel Nevelos Le Hachis. So Abai says, Pasol, Tahavali Rasha, Barachman Amra, Al Tashis Rasha Eid. That's also the Mashmas in our Sugya, right? That's what Rav Yosef is really coming to say. Rav Yosef is really coming to say, Ploni Riva'ani la Lertzoni says, Rabbi Yosef, we can't take him as an aid. Why can't we take him as an aid? Rasha hu. V'atoram, Ratash is Rasha aid. It's not saying you shouldn't be mitzdarif with him. Don't let a second aid come along and be mitzdarif with this guy and be mishtatef and have an ikas aid this together. It's saying we should not be makabel, says Rabbi Yosef, al tashes Rasha aid. Don't have such a person be an aid for you. It's a azhara I'm based in. That's what the Rambam has in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvot Sei Resh Pei Vav. Hamitzvah Reish Pevav Shehizir Adayin Shlo Lekabel Edus Balaviru Umei Asos Al Pei Eduso Vuhu Amaru Yisale Al Tashas Yadchem Rasha Lios Eid Chamas. So that's the second pshat in the pasuk of Al Tashas Yadchem Rasha Lios Eid. Not Rashi told us Al Torah that it means you shouldn't join up with him. The Gemara on Chav Zayin, the Gemara here on Daf Tes, the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, all of them say it means that you can't makabel and aid Rasha. It's talking to the Dayanim, it's talking to the Beis Din. And then it's Sivan Hamikdavar. So he says the pasuk's really sovel both pshatim, but just the first one is easy. Atashis yadcha im Rasha lios aid chamas. Don't join hands with him. Don't join up. Don't link up with him and become an aid with him. That's easy. How is it mashma that Dayanim shouldn't be makabel? So he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin and says it's mashma that's about Dayanim also. And he says v'em is lashna atashes mashma dekai gam al beis din diu lefi apshat al tehi yadcha im Rasha mibay. It should say don't be with the aid. Don't, you know, don't let your hand be along with the aid. Al-Tashas, don't place, or don't set, or don't make. So Basin is the one who accepts and makes the Eidus acceptable and makes the Eidus relevant and upholds it. So the Al-Tashas is a mashma that that it's an Azhar in the Dayanim as well. Yeah, but you see from Rashi ala Torah, what's the Pshutal Shamikra? Mistama. The Pshutal Shamikra is that I shouldn't join with someone else as a Rasha to be an aid. Al-Tashas, Yadcha, Im Rasha, Lios aid. Chamas. So when the Gemara Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, Al Tashas, Lertzono, he's a Rasha, Vatar Amr Al Tashas Rasha Aid. So Rasha says, Tichsiv, Al Tashas Yadcha, Im Rasha, etc. Meaning, this is also Bechlal the Pasuk. The Pasuk we usually think of, and you see Rabbi Yosef's pulling the fast one on us, he's just cut in a couple of words. Is this really part of the Pasuk, or is it just a Melitza? So he says, no, this is also part of the Pasuk. Is it Divrei Kabbalah on the Pasuk? Is it another Pshutul Shemikra? Is it, you know, I don't know how to figure that out in Rashi. But Rashi's point is in saying, this is Bichlal, the Pasuk of Al Tashas Yadcha, Im Rasha, Lios Eid. Not only does it mean what I say Al Torah, that you can't be Mitztarif, but also what Rabbi Yosef is referring to, which is that we can't be Mekabel Rasha to be an Eid. Yeah, if you look at the Rambam in the beginning of the 10th paragraph of Eidus, so the Rambam also brings both Pshatim in the Pasuk. HaRishayim Psulim LeEidus Min HaTorah, reading from the Frankel, HaRishayim Psulim LeEidus Min HaTorah, period. Shanem, so meaning, again, that's the, so to speak, the Azhara and the Dayanim, right? Meaning, the Eidus is not acceptable in a Din Torah by Rasha. Shanemar Al Tashas Yadcha in Rasha Lios Eid Chamas, says Rambam, UMipiyash Shmua Lamdu Al Tashas Rasha Eid. Gishmak in two ways. First of all, Mipia Shmua means there's a Pshutul Shemikra and then there's a Mipia Shmua. So the Rambam's telling us the Mipia Shmua is what I just said, which is that there's an Azhara on the Dayanim not to accept Psulei Rasha, Psulei Rishus, as Edim in the court. So the Rambam says, it's from the Pasuk, Shenemar Al Tashas Yadchem Rasha Lios Eid Chamas. He quotes the Pasuk. And then he says, Mipia Shmua Lamdu Al Tashas Rasha Eid. Meaning the Melitza is to take out some words. Al Tashas Rasha Eid, like the Netziv said, the Tashas is the Diyuk. Al Tashas Rasha Eid, don't accept or don't place an aid who's a Rasha in the court. That's the Nazhar on the Basin. The Basin is not allowed to do that. So the Rambam says that's Mipi Ashmua. So what's the Pshutul Shemekra? What's the Pasuk really mean? Va'afilu Eid Kasher Shiyada B'Chaver Oshu Rasha Ve'Ein Hadayana Makirin Risho. And even if you have an aid kasher who knows that his friend is a Rasha, but the Dayanim don't yet know that. They know he has a shame Rasha. Asur lo laha edimo. So you're not allowed to be mistarif with him. Af bisha edis emas. It's true. The Mefarshim struggle with this. The Achronim. What do you mean? If I know the truth and it's going to work and it's going to get that guy in trouble, how could I hold that back? Just because this guy's a apostle edis, I shouldn't be made with him, but I know it's going to work. The Dayanim don't know about it, so I'm going to hold back the emas. Okay, that's a din in the Achronim, why that's true. But either way, you're forbidden to join with him. Why? Says Ram, Mibnesha Mitzdarit Imo, Venimta Zeah Kasher, listen, Hishis Yado Imarasha Achnis Kabale do so. If you're Mitzdarit with the other aid, what are you doing? You're Hishis Yado Imarasha Achnis Kabale do so. So the Ram says, here's where the Pshutul Shemekra comes in. That word Yad comes back in the Rambam. If a person is going to accept Aedis of a Rasha, so that's the Mipiashmua. That you take out the word Yad, Al Tashas Rasha Eid. That's what our Gemara is talking about. That's what the Gemara Chav Zayin is talking about. But if you're talking about the Pshutul Shemikra with the word Yad, Sarim says, when are you Hishis Yado Im HaRasha? Oh, when you're Mitztarif, as another aid, you link hands, you join together, and you become a team of aidists together with him. That, says the Rambam, is the Pshutul Shemikra, seemingly, of the Pasuk, Al Tashas Yadcha Im Rasha Lios Eid Chamas. Either way, the Rambam here has both the Pirushim, Rashi al Torah, and the Sefer Mitzvos, and the Gemara and Sanhedrin, in terms of what the Pasuk means. It seems he has a similar to Rashi, what the Pshutul Shemekra is, and what the additional level of interpretation really is. But the Rambam certainly thinks that both of those Pshatim, the Pasuk, is Sovel then. So that's what Rashi is also pointing out to us in our sugya, that when Rav Yosef says, Ploni Rav Le'onso, he's a Ploni Rav Ani Le'ritzoni, he's a Rasha of Al-Tashas Rasha Eid, he means this level of Al-Tashas Rasha Eid. But it's in the Pasuk, says Rashi. It's in the Pasuk. It's not a Melitza. It's not Stam Azai, a different acute thing that Rav Yosef is making up. A Chumra. Yeah, just to be Mitzayin, Unklus seems to have a third pshat in the Pasuk. Unklus doesn't sound like Rashi or the Rambam. Doesn't sound like Rashi or, you know, whatever, the Gemara and the Rambam. Uncle says, "Lo sishav, lo sashve, lo sash, lo sashvi yadcha, im chayava, lemehavi le sahid shkar." What it seems Uncle is trying to say, "Lo sashvi yadcha, don't put out your hand, im chayava, with a bad guy, lemehavi le sahid shkar, to be, think for him, an aid sheker." Meaning what? If a guy comes to you and says, "Hey, I'll give you $50 if you come to court and say a sheker for me on my behalf," you shouldn't do that. That's an isser. You shouldn't do that. That's what the pasuk is saying. It fits with what Unklus is mitargin. This is the Chafetz Chaim talks about lo sisa shem ashav. Aside from the way he teaches sisa, but it's like the she sells seashells by the seashore. Aside from the teach of sisa versus sasi or lo sisa al piv, like the Ramban. But additionally, Unklus understands shav to be sheker, which is a debate amongst the Mefarshei Tanakh in general, shav. So here, the Hemshech HaPasuk is also about an eight sheker. You should not be an eight sheker for another guy, for a bad guy. That's what the Pasuk really means. Lo al tashes yadcha im Russia, the bad guy, lios eid chamas for him. Lios lo eid chamas. That's a third, that pshat doesn't make it to the Rambam. Why? Because Mistama, you already have Midrash Sheker Tirchak. I don't know. The Chazal thing Midrash Sheker Tirchak is on Dayanim. Either way. So that's Rabbi Yosef, and that's the maybe the little Shtik Ladik and Rashi. Interesting why he's telling us the Pasuk for no reason, seemingly. Rava's Cholik on Rabbi Yosef. Rava says, no, Adam Karvei, Zalaz, maybe not the Mesa Matzah Rashi. We explained that we don't understand that until we get to Daf Yoram Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that Palgim and Dibura, Hainu Hach, we already learned Palgim and Dibura. When did we learn Palgim and Dibura? In the previous Mimra of Rava, which was this weird sentence of Adam Karvei, Zalaz, maybe not the Mesa Matzah Rashi. Yeah, well, we have to figure out still, I may not get to this till in this Chelek Aleph of the Sugya, but what we still have to figure out is what I keep referencing, which is what's the Shaychus of Adam Karvei Latzmo to Ein Adam Mesa Matzah Rasha? What's the Shaychus of Ein Adam Mesa Matzah Rasha to Palgin and Dibura? And what's the Nukudas HaMachlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rava? The Pash, this is from the Hemshech HaSugya, is that their Machlokas is about whether you say Palgin and Dibura or not. Right? Meaning, Rava says something, Rabbi Yosef disagrees. The Gemara says, Rava says the same thing again. It's the same thing, Palgin and Dibura. So, mashma that the Machlok is about Palgin and Dibura. But when you look at Rabbi Yosef's words, he doesn't say, Lertzono, we're not going to believe anything because we don't say Palgin and Dibura. He says, Lertzono, Rasha hu, about Torah Amar, Al-Tashas, Rasha Eid. So is it possible that Rabbi Yosef really disagrees about the other half of the statement of Ein Adam Mesa Matzah Rasha? He thinks, yeah, Adam Mesa Matzah Rasha? That's, you know, it's on the one hand, it's chaser mena sefer. On the other hand, it's the only thing that's in the sefer is the fact that he argues about whether he has the shame rasha or not. So what's that machlekes about? So we have to also get back to that. But these are things I assume people already raised in Seder. Good. So far, so clear? Okay. The Maariv Tzchias has here a two sort of like pagina. We'll do pagina on it. He has two very, very sharp kashas which are compressed into one. So we'll be pagina dibura and talk about them as two separate kashas. This is not the way the Maharet Tzchietz deals the kasha. This is not how he puts it out there. But this is how we'll say it for the sake of clarity. So the first kasha he asks the follows. If we're going to say Palgin Dibura on the Nirva says, Ploni Rava Ani Lertzoni. We say, no, his edus is such. Ploni Rava Acher. That last word is something you have to pay attention to. Ploni Rava Acher, says the Maariv Tzchias. Meaning, we assume that the edus is cut in half. Ploni Rava. We don't think about OC Lertzoni. And it sounds like we plug in Acher. We're going to see that's not so pasha that you plug in Acher. But Ploni Rava Acher. So what happens? Memela, what do you have here? You have a Hakasha in the Bedikos between the two Edim, no? Do people see this Kasha, the Maariv Tzchias? Do you hear the Kasha? It's a Bam Kasha. Why is it a Kasha? Because let's not do it that way. Somebody comes, Reuven comes and says, Ploni Rava Ani Lertoni. We say, no, Reuven's saying, Ploni Rava Acher. Ploni Rava Acher. So we have Eidos that Ploni was Raveya. Okay. And he was Raveya and Acher, some phantom person. Then comes along Shimon, and Shimon says, Ploni Rava as Reuven. So there's a detail here that's being mixed up, no? Reuven says, Ploni Rava Acher, according to Halacha. Shimon is coming and saying, no, Ploni Rava Reuven. So it's a chasham bedikos. They can't shtim the two adios. They're talking about different nirbas. So isn't that a hachasha? Isn't that a stir minei uve in the edus? Mina uva in the edus? Okay, that's the first kasha of the Maatzchias. The second kasha is, shouldn't the second aid have an isser on him? We just spoke about this whole idea. In the Rambam, it's Al Tashas Yad Chamash Lios Eid, Chamas. In the Gemara in Shuas Naf Lamed, it's an isser of Midrash Sheket Tercha. But either way, everyone agrees there's an isser for me to go and join someone else who's a Rasha and be an aid together. So, Nicha, the first guy, Ruvain, he's saying, Ploni Rava Acher, so Lidvarav, we're being matarets that he's not a Rasha, because he's being made that the Ploni was Ravea, some other guy, right? So, he, fine. The second aid is coming and saying, no, Ploni Rava S, Ruvain. So, he's saying Ploni Rava, good, they're on the same page. What's he saying about Ruvain? Ploni Rava S, Ruvain, Lertzona. What's he saying about Ruvain? He's saying that Ruvain is a Rasha. So, Lidvari, the second aid, I am being made that the second guy's a Rasha. I know it was Ploni Rava'o Liritzono. And I'm being made on that fact with Ruvain. So now I'm being Mesis Atmi Rasha. Mesis Atmi Aid Im Rasha, the Hainu Ruvain. I'm taking myself and I'm joining up. You hear the Kasha? I'm joining up with Ruvain, who I'm saying is a Rasha. So I'm doing the Isser of Al Tashas Yadcha, I'm Rasha Lios Aid. Two Ba'am Kashas, no? Again, it's a Hakasha and Bedikos. I'm saying it was Ruvain. Ruvain's saying it was someone else. So there's no falaitis here. Second of all, according to me, Lididi, he's a Rasha. So how could I team up with him and be an aid? So the Maatzchias has a teretz. That's, whoa. It's a Davar Charef and it's Ben Yomo. He says, Be'emes, we say two palginans. We're palginan dibure of the nirva, of Ruvain, and we say, ploni rava acher. But how are we supposed to have a full aid this year? Because the second guy is, first of all, being machkish that, and second of all, he's teaming up with the Russia. So we say, no, palginan dibure on the second aid as well. Palginan dibure on the second aid as well. The second aid is really saying, ploni rava acher. They're both talking about some third party. That's the Maatzchias' sharp answer to his two very sharp kashas. So, just to spell it out, there's two hanachos here that the Maatzchias is making. And I'm not sure if I could be madche either of them, but at least just to be ma'orer the hanachos that he's making and see if we have, you know, if you could dingzach on either or both. The first hanacha the Maatzchias is making is that you need edus on the nirva. Meaning, the identity of the nirva is a ikar chelek of the edus on the revia. That's why, if I say ploni rava Ruvain, and Ruvain says ploni rava acher, that's going to be a hachasha. Because in terms of the edus, we're misaligning on who he was Raveya. I'm saying he was Raveya acher, I'm saying he was Raveya Ruvain. Ruvain says he's being Raveya Acher, so we're not aligned. But L'chor, you could have said different. No, L'chor, you could have said, is that really part of the Eidus? Who the Nirva was? What are we trying to do here? We're trying to kill only the Raveya. So, isn't the Eidus enough to say, we saw Ploni being Raveya someone? Who cares who it was? It's not part of the Eidus. L'mashal, let's say, and I'll check this up, I don't know what the din is, but L'mashal. Let's say two Edom are standing here and they see at the in the corner of the room, very close by, very clearly, right here, and well, don't get too graphic, but whatever, they see that there's a Ploni who's being Roveya, someone else. The other guy has a mask on. The other guy, his head is turned. The other guy, his head is behind this wall, so they don't, but they see the Maisa very clearly. Elamai, they can't identify who the Nirba was. So that's not a full Edus on the Roveya? They know for sure he was Roveya, someone. They can't get the Nirba. They can't catch the Nirba. Okay, but they can catch the Raveya. That's a full Eidus. That's a glatt Eidus. So why is it so pashut that you need Eidus on the other person? And if that's the case, if we're right about that, then maybe the whole Kasha is batal, because Palginan Dibura, we say that Ruvain says, Ploni Rava. And the second aid says, Ploni Rava Ruvain. Okay, but in terms of Ploni Rava, is the only thing we care about here. That's the only aid we're looking at. So who cares? That what if Ruvain says, Ploni Rava, and Shimon comes in and says, Ploni Rava and I ate Cheerios for breakfast. Okay, like, we don't care about the Cheerios. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the first thing. Everyone's lined up on the Eidus. That matters. The Ploni Haraveya. So, okay, the Maritzchias digs himself a hole because he thinks that Palgina Dibura means that we say Ploni Rava Acher. Once you're saying Ploni Rava Acher, it's very hard to start saying, even if it's true, that it's not Me'ikr Ha'edus Mamish, that you know who the Nirba was, but if he is identifying Acher, and the other guy is saying a different person, so then fine, there's some chashash over here. Again, it's not really chashash because it's all P'alacha, but in our head, there could be a chashash in terms of B'dikos, that maybe the details are misaligned, fine. But if the Rav says in the Heaven Shirei Rav, this is a machlokas Rishonim, whether you have to add on, is it Palginan Dibur, the way the Gemara says, we cut off half his words, Ploni Rava, and we throw out the rest of it, or is it we're Matartzinan Dibure? We say Ploni Rava, either Acher, or like Tosis brings up the possibility, Ploni Rava, Riva Ani Leonsi, we change it to Onsi from Ritzoni, is it Palginan or Matartzinan? But assuming that the Maritzchias kind of, he took a side on that, he didn't have to, but assuming Palgina Dibura means Kipshuto, so then who cares about who it was? So there's no Hakasha if I say no one, and he says Ruvain. That's one point. The second point that the Maritz Chis is assuming over here is that it's usher for the second aid to be made alongside that first aid who he knows to be a Rasha. So yesterday we spoke about this in Seder, just because we weren't sure about the Isser itself. But okay, we saw the Rambam, we saw Rashi Al Torah, there is an Isser. There is an Isser to be Mitzari, and the Gemara and Shuas. There is an Isser to be Mitzari with that second aid who's a Rasha. So is Maritzchia's question a good question? So I don't know. So Yesh Ladan, when the Rambam says that there's an Isser for me to be Mitzari, Al Tashas Yadcha im Rasha Lios Aid, there's an Isser for me to be Mitzari for the guy who's a Rasha to be an aid. What does it mean I can't be Mitzari with the guy who's a Rasha? It means, as long as, if I know he's a Menuvel, I know he's the guy who's a Nirba, but no one ever knew that before. I'm the only person in the whole world who knows. So I can't be Mitzdarif with him because I know he's a bad guy? Or does it mean I can't be Mitzdarif with someone who has a shame Rasha, meaning he's a Pasla aid? If he has a Psul Eidus, there were Eidim Musan Biroveya, it could be these Dayanim don't know about it, but it is, there's a Chalos Psul on the guy of Rasha, then I can't be Mitzdarif with him to be an aid. So if it's the former, I can't be mitzvah with anyone who's chashid to be a nirba or whatever. So then, yeah, you hear the Maritz Chis kasha. You know, you are the one being made that this guy was nirba. On a technicality, his Eidus isn't saying that. But even he's maskim, even he's made on himself that he was nirba l'ritzono. And you're going to be mitzvah to be an aid with him? That's rishus. That's an isser. That's al tashas yadchem rasha li'os aid. So maybe that's true. Maybe that's where Maritzchia is coming from. But maybe it's possible that no, the Isser of Al Tashas Yadchem Rasha Lios Eid means you can't be mitzdarif with someone who is a psul Rasha, who we have Eidim that said that he was Nerba. In this case, what do you have? You have one Eid claiming that he was Nerba. One Eid says Ploni Rava es Ruvain. The other Eid doesn't say anything, Palgin Dibure. So we only have this Chashash, we only have this Chashad that he was Nerba. Maybe that doesn't qualify as the Isser of Al Tashas Yadchem that you can't join up with him. That's what I was suggesting yesterday in Seder, and I saw last night that the Kilos Yaakov in Simon Zion quotes such a similar svara from the Tumim. So, Mustama Eli already saw it.
This is the Tumim in terms of when the Psal Rashas talk?
Yeah, same Tumim.
Yeah, is it Pei Dalet or Pei Zion? Pei Zion.
Chav Zion.
No, it's Os Chav Zion, but it's in Pei Zion or Pei Zion.
And there's one in Simon Chav Zion earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, then this morning I saw in Or Sameach Kishmokein Hu Dvar Mesamchin that I think it's the same thing we're just trying to say. I'll read it to you, you'll tell me if you agree, but I'm pretty sure he's saying at least Kain what we're saying. So Dvar Sameach in Hilchos Eidos says like this, Rava Mechadish L'atmo in Neman. We only believe fine. The Palgina Dibura. Va'amrinan de ze eno nichnas b'toras edus. Minaktinan de Rava es echad v'chayev misa. Aval lemi Rava, Rava with an ayin, lemi Rava. Lo nachtinan leze. Lo nachtinan leze midi. We don't care. We're not misyachis to who he was Raveya. That's not part of the edus. The ein ze me'ikra edus. Ve'emar sechuva mila uchri, whatever. Su kevin she'inu nifsal bebezdin ve'inu chasher klal piatzmo su haveid kasher. He's asking the same kasher. He's giving this teretz. No, there is no in terms of the hachasha. There's no hachasha. That's not part of the edus. Who he was reveya is not. We're being made that he was reveya. So we're ignoring who he was reveya. That's not important for us. It's not part of the edus. Lemi rava lo nachtinan lezamidi. The ain zemeker edus. V'lachein asi shapir. The avagav the ha'ed hasheni omer shirva lo rotzono lo ech paslam. We don't care what he's saying. The nomar the ha lefi divrei ha'ed ed echad hu. The kem deno nifsal. The ain alav shnei edim imkain lo daikinu lemei the gal devarav es mi rava umabit and rak miaroveya. Same exact thing. The second kasha says the Or Sameach. How come it's not an isser of mitim mitzarif with him? Because the guy's not a rasha. Ah, you're being made. He's a rasha. Good, you're an aid echad who's being made, and you don't have an aid with you. He's not a pasul of rasha. There's no aid that he was nirva, so you're allowed to be mistarif with him. What's the issue? We ignore who was nirva on his part entirely, so there's no hachasha, and there's no isser of being made with an aid rasha. He's not a rasha because officially you never got him as a nirva. Lechor, that's what we were suggesting also. Yeah, just a mention, and we'll move on. That the Rav had a very geshmaka teres. He quotes in the Shirim, they quote that he brought the Kash of the Maritzchias, and he gave a teres like this. The reason that Eidus is mevutelas aideh hachasha by Bedikas is because it proves that the Eidus must be or might be inaccurate. I say it was a red shirt, you say it was a white shirt, I say it was a knife, you say it was a gun. Something's off. Something's amiss in this edus. It's not proper. It's not accurate. It's not precise enough. The Haggadah's edus is mechusar in clarity and in potentially an emes. So the Rav says that's only relevant when the stira, the hachasha, is in what we said. I say X, you say Y. Those two things can't come together for edus. They can't match up because we're not saying the same thing. There's a hachasha between what we say. Aval gabi hachasha. When you have a case of akasha, sorry, I was half reading inside because I typed the words here, but by hakasha, we only care about what I just said, sha'amru haim, b'hagadasam. We only care about what they said in their haggadah, and if those are not aligned, then it's going to be a hakasha on the edus. But what if they're not so-sir each other at all in what they say? He says, ploni rabani lertzoni. And the other guy says, yeah, ploni rava achal ritzoncha. They're agreeing. Okay, almai, al yidei halacha. So we say, palgina dibura. And really, the first guy is saying, ploni rava acher or ploni rava stam. And the second guy is saying, ploni rava ruin. Oh, is it achasha? So Rav says, no. Achasha is only when we see two guys saying different things. It shows they're maybe lying, because they're not, their facts aren't aligned. But if they're really saying the same thing, and halacha deems it as if they said two different things, that's not achasha. That's just halacha. The way it plays out is that it comes out that the edus that we're accepting have an unrelated point that doesn't line up. But their haggadah was totally emes. Their haggadah was totally aligned. It's not fact-checking. There's no facts changed based on halacha. Palgin and Dibur said we're only paying attention to some of the facts, but it didn't change the facts, lemaisa. The facts on the ground are that these guys were made the exact same thing. So there was no stira. There's no hachasha between them. That's not how hachasha works. Hachasha is only when it's within their amira, within their haggadah, but not when the Beis Din or when halacha changes what's accepted from their amira. Shema. Okay. Everyone good so far? Yeah.
Just a clarification point. I feel like I must be missing something. Why? Let's assume you don't say like the Rav.
Why would anyone not say like the Rav about anything? No, first explain that.
I don't know if I'm going to answer for you. Okay. If you don't say like thereof and echad omer besides echad omer ba'aririn, I don't cop why this would be any different. In other words, so two of them could say, you could say, well, listen, who cares what the murder weapon was? They saw him have something in his hand and kill a guy. So you could say that about any ikker detail about the...
But I don't think that's a good question, meaning you might have another good question that's better. No, because that's part of the Maisa Hariga is how he killed.
But by the Revia is a part of the Maisa Revia. In other words, in the same... No. Let's say by the Hariga... By the Ariga, I would say it's less relevant who you killed than the fact that you killed the guy. By the Revia, the very person you're being Roveo with is part of the Maisa. In the same way that you need to know what the murder weapon is, because in order to perform the Maisa Ariga, you need a specific weapon, so too the Maisa Revia happens with this person. In other words, it's part of the Maisa Revia. So I would say the identity is more significant by Revia than it is by Ariga.
The nirva is the cheftza shell maisa.
He's what you're acting upon.
He's the weapon. He's the nimshel to the weapon.
And something like that. My point is that it's more Iker. In other words, my point is that it's clearly, by Revia, the identity of the person is more Iker. It's not a perfect mashal because different things happen, but it's not.
And do you think it's Taka? I'm not sure. I mean, I definitely hear what you're saying. I'm not sure I agree Lamaskana, but I hear it. I don't know the din, but do you think that the din would be in the case that I made up before? You two Adam saw a Revia happening, a Roveya. They know it was a human being. They just couldn't identify who it was.
Only in light of the fact that Achamar beside Achamar Baririn, that would be Akasha Bedikos, I might say it wouldn't, that would be Akasha Bedikos, and the Adas would be thrown out, yeah?
No, if you say.
Aren't
any idea, that's not mapping. That's not mapping.
Say a different guy. Well,
no, there's a difference between Akasha Bedikos and lacking the Biro of the Bedika. There it's Amakif. Akif.
By Akasha Bedikos, would be good.
Let's say they for whatever reason, they basically refrained from asking about what the weapon was. That one wouldn't pass all the Avis.
Yeah, true.
We don't need that piece of information.
I hear you. So, you're saying this here, this is being.
This case, but he's saying if one said he did see and one said he didn't see, let's say.
One said he did see and one said he didn't see. So if one said I read and one said he didn't know.
That's more of the mashal, yeah.
Okay.
That is more the mashal, right? You're not saying two different things. Although I'm saying the way the Ma'atzchiyah sets up the kasha, it is two different people. It's Acher and Reuven. So that, but that's what we're saying. That's only because the Ma'atzchiyah digs himself that hole because he thinks you have to be mitartzin and diburay to Acher. But could you? So that's right. So could you hear it in the more similar to the mashal?
Yeah. I hear that. I mean, you're saying the difference is that here, we're not. One of them isn't testifying to who it is. Just that there was another person.
Yes.
They don't know who it is.
Yeah. Versus so my case is where both are saying that, you'll accept that. Here is that shouldn't be a hakasha.
Right.
Well, the way the Maritzchi says, you can hear why it's a hakasha. It's Acher versus
versus
another person. Yeah. Yeah, I said that before. I think that's true. And Moshe, I think that's sort of what you're being mechavim to, meaning it's two different things versus nothing. Yeah. Okay. Continuing in the Gemara, we're just pashut making a lane in the Gemara, I told you. The Gemara says in Yoram Aleph, Amar Rava, Ploni Baal Ishti, Vehu Vachem Star from the Hargo, but not Laharga. My Kamash Mon, you know, we're Hainu Hach. It's the same thing we just said a second ago. Namah, the same Adam Karvi. It's last Mamrin Itzal Ishta Law. Mamrin Kamash Milan. So all the you saw, whatever, all the Yishon don't know what's the Havmin, what's the Maskana, like what's the Shakotari here. So Rashi and Taisus both say on the Daf and Yud. There's no Havamina that a person is kasher lahayit alishto. That's what it sounds like the Gemara is saying. Adam karavet l'atzma aminan, et alishto lo aminan. Oh, maybe there's no psul kurva. What does Tos say? Tos says, you see in the third parak that there's a psul. And Rashi says, obviously there's a psul. It's obviously there's a psul of kurva. So that's not what it means. What's the hav mina Rashi and Tos say? There's amigo, a form of amigo. That once we know, half of what you're saying is not kurva. Half of what you're saying is, this guy is a Rasha. This guy was Boel and Ishazish. That half is acceptable. That half is totally kosher. So says Rashi and Tosis, once you have half an Avis that's kosher, you're being made that Ploni Ba on an Isha, that is a kosher Avis. So once you believe that, you might as well believe all of it. It's Nispashet Al Kula. Avis Sheniskaima, I'm saying this cynically, Avis Sheniskaima Mixas and Niskaima Kula. That's their svar that they bring. Have a mina. Meaning we won't. Meaning other. Mao the same. Have mina. Adam karbet lo atzmo amrinan. Et al ishto lo amrinan. And therefore we accept everything because we're not going to say. Because we would say. Niskaima miktsasa niskaima kula. Kamash milan. That no. We're not going to kill both of them. Kamash milan what? Kamash milan. We're going to say pagin and dibura. Kamash Malar Gansi Pilgin Dibura. And my Adis was only being said on the Boel, not the Nivellus. Right? Clear, or I said it too confusingly? Right. So the Ran, other Rishonim, ask here on Rashi and Tosas Tzarechin Gadol, Mechitesi, that you would say, this Migo, the Mehemen on half, your Mehemen on the other half. Edus shenis kaima mixas and kaima kula. Adraba. It's a Mishnah in Makos. Edus shen batla mixasa, batla kula. So why would we be so positive here? Why we have such a positive, optimist outlook that the second that you have half an Eidus, that's good. So we'll accept the whole Eidus. That's the Havmina. Okay, Maskan is Pagin Dibura, but the Havmina would have been to accept everything? That's a crazy Havmina. What are you talking about? That's what the Ran is so bothered at the Rashi and Taisus. So we looked around for help on this. In Rashi, we really didn't find much. The Ne'imus had an interesting piece where he made some interesting suggestions, but I don't think it was a Davar Shalom. I don't think he... I mean, he might have thought it was. I'm saying I didn't get... I didn't see an answer to this question of the Ran. In Laman Gimel and Eretz Tzvi.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the Rav?
He answers the question.
Yeah. So... So maybe we'll get to that. But one thing, L'chor and Svar, at least, it's worth thinking about. I don't know if it's Davar Shalim still. But you could be mechalik between two types of mitzvahs edus, right? That when Chazal say, edus shebat l'mitzvahs abat l'kula, they mean one thing. What do they mean? They mean like this. You have a cast of edim. You have two edim that are joined as a group. Half of them are pasal. Or three edim, and one of them is pasal. Two of them, what? So you have half a group of edim that's pasal. If one of the edim is pasal, batla miktsasa, batla kula, I mean the miktsas and the kula are going on the group of edim. Not in the edus betoras, what they're saying, the edus betoras, their group that they form. If half of this group of edim is pasal, then all of the edim are pasal, or all of the edim are disqualified for this edus. Batla miktsasa, batla miktsasa kas, batla kula. Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about here, right? What are we talking about? We're talking about something kind of different. We're talking about a case where one guy is saying two things in his Eidus. So we don't have a precedent that Batla Miktsas, this guy's Eidus, Batla Kula. Right? The Mishnah's not a precedent for that. So yesh lechalik, in a case where it's two edim coming together, one of them is pasul, the other one is pasul also. But l'maktasa, but l'kula. Let's say one guy comes and he says two things. One of the things is completely believable. The other thing is psul kurva or something. So mehechatesi that but l'maktasa, but l'kula. Maybe niskayim miktasa and niskayim kula. Maybe there is a migo in such a case. Now, short stop, because it's a chiluk. It's a chiluk, right? You hear the chiluk. Everyone heard the chiluk? Okay. It's a chiluk, but to quote, is it mechalik? Meaning, it only tells you one of precedent to say, but l'mktasa, but l'kula. But mehechit is that you do say, niskayim miktasa, niskayim l'kula, or migo the mehemen on half of it, your mehemen on the other half. So we're leaving that for now. Okay, we're leaving that for now. Let's say we don't know the answer to that. That we were stuck with ourselves. That's, I don't know. But just pointing out the chiluk that one would maybe get you going down the road of answering. But it's, you stop short. You're not really quite there because you don't know why that would turn into niskayim miktasa and niskayim kula. So maybe you hear why the Ran's kasha is not as hard. It's not as sharp a kasha because lav dafka, that the mission in Makos on daf hey is a raya for what should be true here because there's a different din of kula and miktasa. It's a din within one edus, but it doesn't tell you that you should say like Rashi and Tosis, right? Okay. Yeah, the other thing you have to wonder is. We'll see the Ravid. Well, now I'm not even sure we'll get to the Ravid today, so that's good, because that'll give a hechatimsa to give another one. But we'll get to the Ravid, so you kind of understand Palginan. You don't understand why it's called Palginan if you saw the Ravid. But you understand what Palginan is. Half of the Idis disappears, right? We'll get to it. But in Rashi and Tosis, what is the Pshat in Palginan? How do we surgically remove, how do we splice out half of the Idis from the other half of the Idis? Isn't this one Idis? This guy is coming and saying, Kloni Riva'ani Lertzoni. He's saying one thing. He's saying there was one Maisa Rivia on him, Liritzono. So how do you only look at half of what he said? How do you do Palginan? How does that work? Or in other words, how do you not say Edis Shebatla or Shekshera Miktsasa Batla or Kshera Kula? How do you splice it? How do you split it? How do you believe half and not believe the other half? How does that work? So in the Shirim they have from the Rav, I heard this from Twersky also, but this is just saying Svaras. This is obviously what Tos and Rashi are thinking. This didn't bother them. The way they see it is like this. When a person comes to court and says, Ploni riba ani lertzoni, he's saying two different edios. This is really what we were talking about before in the Maariv Tzchias. There's one edus of Ploni Rava. That guy is chayiv misa for being a roveya. There's another edus of Ploni Nirva. That guy is chayiv misa for being a Nirva. But it's not that we are being made. There was a Maisa Raviya, and therefore two people are chayiv misa. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that Rabbi Meir, Ploni was Roveya, he should be Chayiv Misa. Ploni was a nearby, he should be Chayiv Misa. Two different edios entirely. Entirely different, entirely separate. Elamai, we are busy people. We have full-time jobs. So when we come to court, we don't have time to say that all out separately and sit in two different cases. So we compress it all into one. We put it into one edus. We say, Ploni Riva Ani Leretoni. I got to get back to work. But Ploni Riva Ani Leretoni, I wanted to let you guys know. So I'm saying two edios in one breath. But it's two edios. It's two different testimonies. Ploni Rava and Ploni Nerva. Or in that case, Ani Nerva. So when you understand it that way, so it's not so hard to understand Rashi and Tosfos, right? If you think that the fact that we say it together, meaning, well, let's say I say, again, we'll use from before, Ploni Harag yesterday, and the same day, that morning, I ate Cheerios. So, what, just because I said it all in one breath, if I said it really fast, so now it becomes one edus? And if I didn't eat Cheerios, we're going to be so sad to eat this. I don't know if the other aide says, Ploni did horeg so, but you ate Honey Nut Cheerios, so then the aide is going to be Nistar, it's going to be a Hakash. No, stop. Two different things. You're saying two different things entirely. The speed at which you say them and the fact that you compress them and combine them into one doesn't make them one. The Maisa Haggadah is not what we look at. It's the Chalos Ha'edus. That's the Rav's, the way they quote the Rav Lashon. So the Chalos Eidus, there were two Chaluyos. There were two Eidios here. There was Eidus Echad, Ploni Rava. Eidus Sheni, Ploni was Nirba. So we can look at Mimechatech and say, we'll splice one off from the other, we'll believe one, we won't believe the other. That's what Rashi and Tosfos say. So bear with me for a second then. So, maybe we're marviach our other question with this also. We said before that the Ran's kasha on Rashi and Tosfos is, what do you mean edus she niskaima miksasa niskaima kula? Edus she batla miksasa batla kula. So he said, no, there's a chiluk. That's talking about when one ed is nisbatel, the other ed is also nisbatel. We're talking about when half of your edus is nisbatel, is the other half of the edus nisbatel. So mechalik between Kas Edim and the Haggadah Edus, right? So it's ironic. You would have thought Ipcha Mestabra, but pay attention. Maybe when two Edim come, listen closely. When two Edim come and they're made on one thing, two Edim come and say, Ploni Rava. Ploni Rava. Two Edim come and say, Ploni Rava. That's one Edus. By two people, right? Two people are saying the same testimony, Ploni Rava. One Edus, two people. You cannot cut that in half. In order for it to be complete Edus, two people need to align and say, Ploni Rava. Two Edim are saying it, then we'll prosecute. Mimela, if one Ed is puzzle, you don't have one Edus Shlema. You have half an Edus. Two people came to say one Edus. In order to have one Edus be prosecuted, you need two Edim. So they each said one Edus. One of them is Pasul. That means there are not two Edim saying this one Edus, which means we cannot move forward the case. Bat la miktasa, bat la kula. If the Ed Echad is Pasul, memela, you don't have a Kas of Edim being made on that one Maisa they're being made on. That's Mestabe, right? Yeah, this is the part that's ironic. But Masha Ein Kein, in our case, one person comes and says two things. He says them at one time, but he says two things, two separate and distinct things. This one aid is being made on two maisim nefradim, Ploni Rava and Ani Nirba Lertzoni. Two separate edios entirely. In terms of let's look at these two. Ploni Rava. A second aid comes and says, yeah, Ploni Rava es Ruvain. In terms of the first edus, Ploni Rava, we have a full edus here. One guy says Ploni Rava and the other guy says Ploni Rava. They totally agree. There's a full kas of edus here. There's nothing missing at all. That first Maisa Echad, has a full edus. Ploni Rava is completely upheld. Two edim, kasher edim, are coming and saying, he was Roveya. Once that's true, so then Mehechitesi, that just because the second half of the testimony has one aid not saying it and one aid yes saying it, Mehechitesi, you're going to throw out the whole thing because of that. We have a full edus on the first Maisa of Ploni Rava. So Mehechitesi, that now that the who Nirba is subject to batla mitzasa, meir days that we're going to throw out the whole thing. Maybe, again, this is before we know palginan, so you don't live in a world where you can say, we'll take half. You live in a world where you can say, you either keep all or throw out all of it. Meir days I'm going to throw out. In the first case, it's easy. Two edim come and say the same thing. There's one edus, and one of them is pasul. We don't have edus on that maisa. So the whole thing is thrown out. It's as if an ed echad came and said, Ploni Rava. Nothing happens, right? That's easy to understand. But if you have a case where two edim say Ploni Rava, and they each say also Nirba, but only one of them is believable, so Mehir Yadiz, you throw out the first case. The first case has a full edus, an edus shlema, a full kas of edim saying a kasher edus on Ploni Rava. So the second part is taka batla because he's pasul. But now, Mehir Yadiz, that we should say, and therefore batla kula. Maybe we should say the opposite. Maybe we should say, we do have one full edus, and once we have one full edus, it's worth accepting everything. Without a swara palgina, we don't know about palgina yet. So maybe we should accept everything. Says Rash and Tosos, that's the havamina. The havamina is, exactly like that, the havamina is that we might have said, if we didn't have a concept of swara of palginan, then we would say, you have to blank everything. So most of the Rishonim think, you have to reject everything. Edisha batla maktasa batla kula. But Rashi doesn't say, what are you talking about? You have a full kasher edus on a part of the edus here. On the Ploni Rava, a full kasher edus. So you're going to throw out a good edus on account of a half bad edus? So maybe the Havamin is no. Migo, that you're mehemen on half of it, will also be ma'amin you on the rest of it. Does the Migo still need some explanation? Maybe. Like, why do you, like, how does the Migo work? How does ne'amanus transfer? Fine. But in terms of understanding why lav dafka, you're going to throw it all out. Lav dafka, going to throw it out. You have a kasher edus here, so you should hold on to it. And maybe it should be edus and niskaima mitzas and niskaima kula. So maybe with that Havana in Rashi and Taisus in Palginan, you see that the pshat in Palginan is that the Pesach to Palginan is the fact that these are really two different eduyos, also allows you to understand the Havamina, which is that these are two separate eduyos, which means one of the testimonies is fully niskaima, is fully good. And if it's fully, fully good, Meichitei see that we're going to be zorek the whole din, just because the second half is no good. So that's the Havamina. Kamash Malam, we say Palginan, and we split them in half. We don't accept the whole thing. But there was never a Havamina that it should be Batla Miksasa Batla Kula. A, because there's no precedent for that in the case of splitting one Edus in half. And B, because you have a full Kasher Edus, so maybe you should accept everything, Nigrar Basar, that full Edus. Expected you guys to dance, not them. Yeah, well, the simple part of Rashi and Tosfos, so it comes out, Rashi and Tosfos think that the Havamina, again, was that you wouldn't say Palgina, the Maskana is that you do say Palgina, the Havamina was that you would say Edish and Eskaima, Miksas and Eskaima, Kula, Maskana is we split. So that, all of that, works very well with the Hemshech HaGemara and Yoram and Aleph, because the Gemara says Va'amar Rava, so we're going to come back to this, is not Pashit, but Va'amar Rava, Ploni Rava Hashor V'Huzmu, and then the Gemara says this question is Tali in... The reason we asked this question because there was another question that Rava was bothered by, Ploni Rava Shori Mahu. So Ploni Rava Shori, so the Gemara says, I actually need the Gemara for this, right? Ploni Rava Shori Mahu. What's the din? Mi amrinan adam karv etel atmo v'ein adam karv etel amono. You're carved yourself, and therefore we'll say we're not going to believe half your edus. We'll say palginan, but your money, you're sure. You're not a carved. You're sure, and therefore, what? So the maskana should be whatever the havamina was, right? Therefore, we'll accept everything. We'll accept everything. Odilma arminan adam karv etel atmo. Sorry, odilma arminan adam karv etel mamono. So, and Rashi says this explicitly, but that the Havamina was the Havamina, whatever, the Kler is whether we're going to say Palginan or not. The Maskana is that we don't say Palginan. So when you don't say Palginan, you revert to the Havamina. What was the Havamina? According to Rashi and Tosfos, the Havamina was Edesh Niskaima Miksas Niskaima Kula. So that's the Maskana here. We don't say Palginan, so we accept everything. So if I say Ploni Rabba Es Shori, we'll accept Horgan Oso Ves Shoro. But everything's good. Everything's glatt in Rashi and Tosfos l'chora, because this is the same din, right? This is the same din of palginan. We're wondering what your relationship in terms of kurva to the mamon, to the shore, is. Depending on that, we'll either say palginan or we won't say palginan. And the Havamina that we had in terms of not saying Palgina, which didn't exist in other cases, will exist here as a Maskana. That we have a Maskana that we don't say Palgina. And therefore, we will say that he is going to have a full Edus, that's Nitzkai Makula, because there was no Palgina, so we accept everything. So that's exactly the same Dian as everything we talked about before. It's more Palgina, so it fits very nicely. It's a good... And Rashi says that himself. Rashi is the Shitaso in terms of the Havana, the Maskana. How's everyone doing so far on the... So, okay, well, I'm going to stop with this, but just to tell us what we have so far, and I'll tell you what I still want to do, B'li Nadir Mitzvah Shem, if people are agreeable to it. So, we saw the Gemara, we saw Rabbi Yosef, we just donned for a minute on that. The important part wasn't so much the Deacon Rashi as it was understanding what the Altashis Rasha aid really was supposed to mean and what it means Halakha L'maisa. So we saw Rabbi Yosef said that you can't have... Whatever, lahalacha, you don't have palginan because he's a Rasha. We can't believe a Rasha. We saw Rava says we say palginan, but the way he says that initially was karvei salatmo and another meis matzah Rasha. We left still hanging a bunch of questions in the sugya mina yuvei. What does adam karvei salatmo have to do with ein other meis matzah Rasha? What does ein other meis matzah Rasha have to do with the sugya palginan? And what are they arguing about? Because it sounds like they're arguing about palginan because that's what the Gemara says Rava's shita is. But Rabbi Yosef's whole argument is that he's a Rasha. So it sounds like he's arguing he is a Rasha, and Rav is saying he's not a Rasha. So they're arguing about Einad Meis Matzah Rasha. What's that about? And we're going to see that the Ravid in his Hasagos in the Rambam disagrees with the Halacha L'maisa that we just said from Rashi and Tosas. Rashi and Tosas said that in the Maskana of the Gemara is that Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono, and therefore Eidish and Eskaima Miksas and Eskaima Kula, and we kill both the person and the shore. The Ravid in the Asagos is going to say, no, Eidish Shabbat Miksas about Lakula. Meaning, if we say Palginan, we'll split. If we don't say Palginan, then Eidish Shabbat Miksas about Lakula. So here, it would be Shabbat Miksas about Lakula, and you can't kill the person or the shore, the exact opposite of the Rashi and Tosas. That implies that the Ravid has a different understanding of Palginan, which you all know he does, a different understanding of Palginan. So we'll come through the back door in that way. We'll talk about the Ravid briefly. I don't have so much really to add on the Ravid. But then, ideally, I'd like to come to the Rambam, Bli Neder, with the disclaimer that we'll probably be left with more questions than answers, but at least to be ma'orer a few diukim in the Rambam, and just to point out whether the Rambam learned the sugya a little bit differently, and what that might mean in terms of the implications in our sugya, which I think all those things are very, very gishmak, potentially, with Lasi Atishmaya. But I would like to come back to that. So, Bli Neder, we'll stay in touch about when that'll be. But hopefully that's what we still have left in the sugya. But Adkan for today, Shkayach.